Sports Inquiry here with head coach Turner Gill from Liberty Football. Well, Coach, how's the offseason been going overall for the Flames?
I think everybody's been upbeat and working hard and diligent, going to our leaders and captains and talking about the things that make us so well. Again, we've got a high expectation and we're looking forward to the 2015 season.
You've been at the program a few years now. Have you been able to really kind of establish what your mindset is, and offensively, defensively, your game plan, what you want to bring and recruit the type of players you want to bring in?
Yeah, I think we're good now with going into the fourth year. We really, I think our players understand our expectation. They understand what we're trying to do offensively. They understand what we're trying to do defensively, special team. We've already created that environment, and now it's to get the right people to fit on what we're trying to get accomplished and what we're trying to get done. So it's an exciting time, and I think our guys understand it. But it's one thing you know, you've heard about the expectation, a little bit of know, but you can now go put it into action. They've actually seen it.
Prior to coming to Liberty, how familiar were you with the program and really the Big South Conference in general?
I can probably say probably 1%, to be honest with you. I'd heard of Liberty, and that's about it, to be honest with you. I knew about the Christian University and knew about the Big South Conference with Gardner Webb being in it, because I'd played him against in Buffalo when I was there coaching, so I heard about it. But this conference is a very, very strong conference, very, very intense. Great coaches. They know how to coach, they know how to teach, they know how to develop. So I'm blessed to have an opportunity to be in this conference, and great leadership of Kyle Callender as our commissioner.
Yeah, and discuss the conference. I mean, it's in the FCS, people are a little bit less familiar with as far as FBS comparing to those, but you're in maybe the most competitive conference in the entire FCS in producing NFL talent and everything like that. Discuss the high level of play that you've seen in this conference.
Well, like I said, I'm excited to be around great coaches here in the Big South Conference. I think you go back to the athletic directors. They've done a great job of hiring quality coaches that know how to teach and develop young men in the game of football and also the game of life. So, like I said, it's an honor and a privilege for me to be associated with the Big South Conference, because it is a tremendous conference. People definitely are talking about us across the country and how our teams play. They're very competitive and very good football teams across the country. So we are getting well known here across the country in college football and the FCS.
All right, bringing to Liberty specifically, offensively, you bring back a top quarterback and some other talents. We'll just discuss that side of the ball overall.
Offensively, we do have quite a few guys coming back, 7-8 guys returning, and I think we feel good about our depth just about at every position. If I had to say maybe only one position we really maybe have a question mark, is the center position, trying to figure out who that starter is going to be. We've got two or three guys that are we're going to figure out, and we'll know that. But everything else, we're probably too deep at all the other positions, and so we should be very, very good on the offensive side of the ball.
And what about defensively? How's that unit looking?
Defensively, I feel very solid about that with our leadership there with Robert Wimberly. He leads our defensive side of the ball. I feel good about our front four. We've always been pretty good with that. Linebackers, I think we got good depth at the D-line, linebackers, corners. I think we got pretty good depth there. Safety spot would be the one area where we need some improvement. And really, when I say improvement, really because they're inexperienced. We lost our top two guys last year at the safety position. So, but again, every time we've had to play somebody new, they've always risen to the occasion in my 3 years here at Liberty. So you're just not familiar with the name, but they'll be able to play.
Right, and special teams, we'll talk about it as well. You do return, I believe, All-America to caliber kicking unit as well. Just how important is that towards your success?
Specialist-wise, we were very solid there. John Lunsford, our kicker, last year kicked a 60-yard field goal. He's kicked three over 50 yards, so he's solid. Had a great year. I think it was 80% in his field goals, and he kicks the ball out of the end zone 90% of the time as far as on his kickoffs. Our punter was all-conference player there, Trey Turner. He's only going to be a sophomore next year. Our long snapper is only going to be a sophomore next year, so he was an all-conference player.
And that's part of the game that's forgotten. When we look at the star positions and on both sides of the ball, but special teams is crucial towards team success.
Well, every play is important, as we tell our players. You don't know which play is going to be important, because they're all important. So no matter whether you play one play or play 60 plays, so we feel very solid and very blessed to have quality people at the specialist positions.
Okay, and lastly, Liberty getting some preseason ranking in some polls and even picked second in the preseason conference poll and getting some first place votes. How do you deal with those expectations and kind of keep the men focused on your goals at hand once you start training camp?
Well, I just think that they expect to do well because that's how we go about coaching and teaching. You got to have confidence. You're not cocky, but have confidence. Believe in your ability and go around doing, walking around knowing that you know what to do and how to do it, and then you got to put it in the action. So we feel very confident in our offense and defensive schemes that we put together, and we do believe in each other, and that's the way our players play.